Hachette Audio presents The Defiant Heir, Book 2 of the Swords and Fire Trilogy. Written by Melissa Caruso. Read by Saskia Marleveld.
To Jesse, for always supporting my dream, and for putting up with me while I wrote this book. Chapter 1. It seemed a shame to burn a place so green. The tiny island interrupted the path of the prevailing current from the Serene City, and trash collected along its curving inner shore. It was a mere mound of rock and sand, a navigational hazard without even a name. But flowering bushes edged the narrow strip of beach on which we stood, giving way to an improbable clutch of young trees and brush in the center. A salty breeze off the lagoon coaxed sighs from leaves that had so far escaped the encroaching yellow of autumn. The whole place appeared far too flammable. Not that it mattered much, with balefire. I calculated angles and took 3 steps across the sand. It couldn't hurt to stay upwind. This might be a training exercise, but it could still kill us all if things went wrong. Zaira lifted her brows beneath the wind-blown tangle of her dark curls.
Are you done dancing around? We're not here to practice the minuet.
I judged the space between us. 3 feet, perhaps. Not really enough for me to make it to safety if she lost control. But then 30 feet might not be enough either. I nodded, heart quickening.
All right. I won't set you on fire, Zaira promised. This time.
I trust you. I didn't add, when you're you. There was no trusting what she became when the flames took her. She glanced at Marcello, who waited a good 50 feet away along the gray stretch of sand. He stood at apparent ease, his black curls loose against the collar of his scarlet and gold uniform, the muse looming watchfully over his shoulder across the calm lagoon waters. But his hand, hooked so casually into his belt, touched the grip of his pistol. Not that it would do him much good. The only thing that could stop Zaira's fire was the word I could speak to seal it. However, in this exercise, I wasn't supposed to. Zaira was practicing control, which meant that if I made a tiny error in judgment, waiting a second too long, people would die. I much preferred my university days, when failing a practical lesson would have meant nothing worse than a stern lecture from my professor.
Are you ready?
Zaira called. Marcello nodded. Zaira held out a hand to me.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?